Yarn Bach Yudzayin Amid Aleph, starting the second Perek. Keitzad Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilomai. What is the case that an Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilomai patos atzor? Shnei Achim, you had two brothers, Umeis Echad Mehem, V'noilad Lohem Ach. So this is a case of Noilad V'achakach Yibay. V'achakach Yibay Masheini Es Eishes Ochiv. Umeis, and then he died. The second brother died. Harishaina Yaitza Mishum Eishes Ochiv Shlei Hoya Be'lomai. So now, the Rishaina, the one that fell the Yibum already, before, this is a second Nefila, is Yaitza Mishum Eishes Ochiv Shlei Hoya Be'lomai. Vashniye Mishum Tzorosa. The second one is a Tzores Eishes Ochiv Shlei Hoya Be'lomai. Also, bo maimer umeis. What if the second brother was not miyabim? Huh? He just made maimer umeis. Ishniya cheletzas v'loy misyabemis. Then she doesn't pata the tzore, because they're not really true tzores. So the tzores cheletzas v'loy misyabemis. Let us see Rashi. Keitzad eishes ochiv shloi hoya be'lomoi. Beiteres sarosa, how does she, what's the case that she'll pater atzor? Benoilad lahem ach, umtzor zekuka liyavam. And when he was born, she was still zokuk liyibub. Va'ola vasure, and to him she's also, shemeshes achiv shleihoya beilomi. So that means lacher beilomi. So there was a din nesra. The gabay the och hanoilad. Va'achakach yibay masheni es eishes ochiv. Beloi isha acheres, he had another wife, then umeis. Harishayna zuhi eishes ochiv harishayn. Shenofla lafonov kvar pamacha. She, Harishayna, the one that had already a previous nefila. Yaitza v'niftara mizeh mishem eishes ochiv shloi beilomai. Also, Bozeshe Meis Maima, what if he made Maima? Like, he speak, Lekainza Ache Meis, did not have time to make Yibum, and he died before he made Yibum. Ishniye Cheletzes, so the Tzores Cheletzes, Lemiftere Mishum Tzores Erve, she's not Potter out of Tzores Erve, the Lav Tzores Mamashi, because she's not a true Tzorah. Because the Balas Maimar is not completely married to the second brother. The Loimis Yabemis, the Maimar Koine Miktsas. Maimar is a Ktsas Kinyin, Pavitzores Erva Bemiktsas Midarabonim. So since there's a Ktsas Kinyin, a Ktsas issue, so they're Ktsas Tzores. So Mitzad, the mitzad, how much she is a tzore, so that asas the yibum. But lemaisa, she needs chalitza. Let us see, Taisus keitzad osa b'mayma, the seifa loy itzterech. The seifa, the next Mishnah, daf yitchesem et beis, speaks about a case of yibim v'acha kachnoilad. And the Tanakhama holds Yibim V'acha Kach Noilet has the same halacha. And then it says, Nen Rab Shimon is Chaylik. Rab Shimon holds Yibim V'acha Kach Noilet is Mutter. It's not called Eishes Ochiv Shlei Hoya Be'lomai. But the Tanakhama, when he says that it's Osa, he brings down the halacha of Osa B'omayma. The same halacha, the Osa B'omayma, Tzor Osa Chiletzis Loi Mishabemis. So Taisa says, the Seifa Loi Yitzterech. That halacha, as the Tanakhama holds, that Yibim V'acha Kach Noilet is also the Neveshes Och, so it's not necessary to say that if he made Yibum, he patas the Tzore. But that he's saying that Yibim V'acha Kach Noilet made Yibum, he patas the Tzore. But it's tell me that by Maimel, there's a Din Tzorosach, Heletzes V'lei Mishabenes, Le Yitzorach, the Mereshes Shaminelo. tamayma zakinya b'miktus, ala aydi damas liberesha, tanu anami b'sefer. Since he said in the first halacha, the first mishnah of noilad v'achekach yibayim, that a patas the tzoren in a balas mayma creates a din cheletzis v'leimish yibemis on the tzoren, so he repeats this din in the sefer also. Omar Rav Nachman, man de toni rishoyne loy mishtabish, man de toni shniye loy mishtabish. L'chayre, it's going on our Mishneh, that when the Tane, when the second brother died, so it speaks about, of course, umeis harishoyne yoytze mishameshes ochim shloyaye baylomi. So it seems others were geiris. We have an armishna. Hari, meis, harish, harishayna, yaitzis, shemeshis, achim, shlei, belomi. That Ashes Ruvain is called harishayna. And there were others that called her the shniye. Umeis, hashniye, yaitzis, shemeshis, achim, shlei, belomi, varishayna, mishum, tzoros. So Omar Rav Nachman, man de toni, rishayna, loy mishtabish. Man de toni shniye loy mishtabish. That you could call the Eishes Achiv Shlohei Belomi Arishayna, you could call her a shniye. Now the Gemara explains. Man de toni rishayna loy mishtabish. My rishayna. Rishayna lenefila. She once fell already. Rishayna l'nefila, Rashi says, Shenofla Rishayna l'yibum kedemes l'zu bepam Rishayna. She fell already to yibum, to this ochanoilet. By the first nefila, she fell l'yibum. So she fell already l'yibum. So that's why she's called the Rishayna. The shniya is the one that's first falling now. She did not fall before. Man de toni shniye, and those who call her the shniye loy mishtabish, my shniye shniye l'nisuin, that when the second brother was miyabim her, he already had a wife, so she's the second wife. She's the second wife to the second brother, so that's why we call her the shniye. So the Gemara says, who told you this? Mila yaskinin de yibein va'achakach konas. It could very well be that the second brother was first miyabim her, and then he married the tzora. So why is it that you call her the second wife? Elamai shniya binisuin. So this is the second marriage. That means she already was married two times already. So that's why she's called the Shniya. Let us see. So let's finish the Rashi's on this Amud first. Shniya l'nisuin. L'nisuin shel sheni. She's the second one to get married by the second brother. Shehu ayanosi kvar ho'acheres. He was previously married to the other one, to the tzorek, shenof lazay shlofonov. Upachina mila yaskina and kloima mila metuk menami mas nisin. Can't we zet sign the Mishnah be yibe meshesoch if trilo vachar kach konas as acheres? The loy havi hach yevome. So the yevome is not the shniel in the suim, the second one that's marrying him. Elashniya binisuin, shenisesh shnei pa'omim. She married two times. Achas lebal, achas liyovam. Now let us see the Rashi on Amud Aleph and Tosfos on Amud Aleph. Man de toni rishoyne, man de kori lo rishoyno, lahach shenof lefnei levi, shnei pomim le mishtabish, man de kori lo shniye le mishtabish. Let us see Taisvis. Man de toni rishoyne le mishtabish. Hoche loy boi, man de toni rishoyne amai loy toni shniye, kede dayik bereish mesaches avay dezore, man de toni eidehem, my taima le toni eidehem. Now, the mission in the beginning of Masechtas Avodah Zarah speaks about the chagim of the goyim, the chagim l'Avodah Zarah. So others called it eidehem, loshen eid, loshen sheva, and others called the chagim eidehem, loshen eidus. And there the Gemara questions each man the Yoma, why didn't you say like the other man the Yoma? So Tosfos answers as follows: the hosam boy mishum bahavle lemisne loshen eidus kedersiv. That the chagim l'avodah zarah will be an eidus yitnu eidayim v'yitzdeku. That means their eidus, the avodah zarah, will be made on them what they had done, that they were oivdei avodah zarah v'yitzdeku, and they'll be tzaddikim, they'll be nitztak bedin. So memele, so therefore there's a svare. So that means al kaponim, these chagim are meyed aleihem l'chayva. So that's why there's a very appropriate reason to call the chagim eidehem. Uboso the mishani de tavra odiv, that it's better to call the chagim aloshin eid, aloshin sheva, poch mandatoni eidehem, aitaima loitoni eidehem. But here it's, there's no kashi, you could call it rishayne, you could call ashniya. There's no asik why one didn't learn like the other. Now we're going to get into pshat of the Mishneh, that we have alocha that eshes achiv shloihoya baylomai is also. So the Gemara asks, Eishes Achiv Shleihaya Be'ilomai Heichiksiva. Where does it say that Eishes Achiv Shleihaya Be'ilomai is no dinibum? So we have here Machlekes Amiroim. Omar of Yehuda Marav, Omakro, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov. So we learn out from these three words two halachas. Yeshvu achim, shehoyselam yeshiva achas boilam. The achim were living together. Yeshvu achim. So from this we learn that they were living at the same time. Prat leishis achiv, shloihoyu beilomoy. And Yachdov comes to tell us, miyuchodim benachlo. That these brothers are brothers that are miyuchid benachlo, that we'll see in Rashi, yershim ze mize, that one yarshins from the other. Prat lo ochiv min ha'aim. Ochiv meant if you have brothers min ha'aim, they don't yarshin one from the other. Mishpachas of kriyim mishpoche, mishpachas aim, ain't a kriyim mishpoche. Let us see Rashi. Heicha ksive le'isure. Where does it say that Eishes Ochiv Shleihoye Bolome is also? Some also Yeshvu Achim. There was a Yeshiva Achim. They were together. They Yeshvu Achim. If one died and the other was born, that's not Yeshvu Achim. Ham Yechodim Benachla Horu'uyim Liraish Ze'eze. They can Yarshan one the other. So Memele. So that's Tavka Achim in Ha'ov. So that is Rav Yehuda Amarav's Droshe. So from Yachtov we learn out Achim in Ha'ov, V'loy min Ha'im. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says you don't need the Yachtov to tell me Achim in Ha'im, there's no din Yibum. Why? Achim in the Ov Yalev, Achva Achva Mibnei Yaakov. We can learn that Gzeri Shoven. It says, Yeshvu Achim, and it says, Shneim Osa Achim Bnei Avinu. So just like over there,
the achim by the Bnei Yaakov are achim min ha'ov, shaloi min ha'im. So the same thing by Yibum Kieshvu Achim is also Achim in Ha'ov Shaloi Minayim. You don't need it to be Achim in Ha'im. Havkam in Ha'ov Shaloi Minayim. So that what Rav Yudah Marav Darshan from Yachdov, Rabbi Darshan from Egzei Rishav. So the Gemara asks, V'leilef Achva Achva Me'aroyis. How do you know to learn out Achim Achim from Bnei Yaakov? And there it's Achim in Hov. Let's learn now from Arai. It's by Eishes Ochiv. It also says Aloshen Achve. And there it's Afilo an Achim in Haim. So the Gemara says Donim Achim me Achim. That the, if you learn out from Bnei Yaakov, so it's the same word. It says Yeshvu Achim. And then it says, Shneim Osa Achim. So you learn that Achim me Achim. Vein Donim Achim me Achecho. Ochicho. But you don't darshan Achim me Achicho. It says, Eishes Ochicho. So memele, you don't make it say, Rishova Achim me Ochicho. So the Gemara asks, my nafke mino. What is the difference if it says Achim, Ochicho? It means brothers. Otone devei Rabbi Shmuel v'shova koin uboa koin. We make a gzei reshova from the, when the koin returns, the koin comes into the house, even though they're different words, but they're the same kavone, that the koin comes into the house. Zui shiva zui biye. We make such a gzei reshova. So you see, the words do not have to be exactly the same. So the Gemara says that is true. Hani mili heicha deleka midi de domilei. That means, if you don't have another alternative to make a gzeir yeshove, which the words are, which are mamish the same, so then you can make a gzeir yeshove from this also. V'shava kayin, aboa kayin. Aval heicha deika midi de domilei, but, if you have an alternative, should I learn out Achim Me'achim? And that would mean that Achim, only Achim in Hov, or should I learn out Achim Me'achichom, is the Ikemidi Didomile, Medidomile Yalfinam. Let us see Rashi. Achva Achve, Ki Yeshvu Achim, Shneimosa Achim, Bnei Avinam. So the Gemara says, let's learn that Me'aroyis, Ervas Eishes Ochicha, the Kaimel of the Kama Bepei Kabol Yevimtoi, the Afilu Ochicha Min Ha'im, Veloi Min Ha'ov. Zui Yeshiva Zui Biya, the Afagav Deloi Domu Kroi La'adodi, the Psukim are not exactly similar, but Kivin de Tavayu Bebiyas Koyim Mishtoi, but both of them are speaking about the general idea of the Koyim entering the house, the Beis HaManuge, Taninim Bu Gzei Rishov, Malolon Choylitz, V'Koytze V'Toch, so we make a Gzei Rishov. Zog the Gemara Vaita, so if you say that the Mekor of Achim in Ha'ov, you learn out from a Gzei Rishov, of achve, achve, achim, achim. So the Gemara says, v'leilef achve, achve, miloit, t'chsiv ke anoshim achim anochnu. That there says also achim. So there achim should include that a nephew should be able to be miyabim eishes achiyoviv. Loit was the son of Horon. And Avram was his uncle, and they called Achim, so she come out that there should be a din yibum from a nephew to an aunt. So the Gemara says, Mistavre b'nei Yaakov havel elamel. It's Mistavre, we learn that from the b'nei Yaakov. Why? Mishum de mufne, because there the word Achim is mufne. It's extra. The whole Achim is not necessary. Achim, So it's extra, and it's coming to tell us that from this Achim, we learn how to Gzeira Shove from Kieshvu Achim. So now we know from Achim in Ha'ov. So now the Shaila is, why do you need Yachdov? According to Rav Yudah Marav, we needed Yachdov to tell us Ham Yuchodim Benachlo, Sheyershim Shemaruim Lirish Zeh. That told us Achim in Ha'ov. But now I know from the Gzeira Shove. So why do you need Yachdov? So the Gemara says, v'itzach lemichtav achim, v'itzach lemichtav yachtav. Tikos avrachmona achim, could only say achim, hava mine leilev, achve, miloit, no. Without yachtav, I would think we could learn out from loit. V'chiteime loy mufni, ay, why should you learn out from loit? Loit is not mufne. La'ayei afnuye mufne. No, be'emes, it is mufne. Loit is also mufne. Midahavale lemichtav reyim. Could have said reyim. Uchsiv achim, shma mino lafnuye. So the word achim is coming lafnuye. So memele. So now, we have, it says Achim Achim from Bnei Yaakov. It says Achim Achim from Loit. So how do we know which one to Tarshan? Kosav Rachmone Yachdov Hamiyuchodim Benachla. So here Rashi says a different taitchim in the Rabbe. Rashi says a different taitchim Yuchodim Benachla. Let us see what Rashi says. Miloit ki anoshim achim anachnu, betisyabem eishes achi oviv, sherei ben ochiv hoyo. Loit was ben ochiv. Am yuchodim benachlo, so the Gemara says, am yuchodim benachlo, shechilkim nachlo achas. That their achim, that divide similarly, they divide together one nachla. They split up one nachla together. So if you learn that Achim, Achim, Nei Yaakov, so two brothers split up in the nachla de Yashin from their father. But if you learn, out from Achim of Loit, Lafuki Loit Shein Chilkim Nachla Achas. That means, if Terach dies, so Loit and Avram will not Yarshin Terach. Horon and Avram will Yarshin Terach. So they're not Chilkim Nach La'achas. So the Rashba speaks that. Enachanami, if Horon will be dead, so then Loit and Avram will be chaylik in the nachla of Terach. That's a din mishmush. But they're not always chaylik benachla achas. Achim, that's the miyuchodim benachla means they're always chaylik benachla achas. So that is dafke, if you learn out, Achim, Achim, Ibn Yaakov. Kosav Rachmona Yachdov am Yechodim Benachla. Vi Kosav Rachmona Yachdov. So now the Gemara says, let it say Yachdov alone. Pakelt, it seems from Achim, we do not know how to darshan. We can darshan from Bnei Yaakov, we can darshan from Loit. So we need the Yachdov. No, it's, as long as it says Yachdov, so Yachdov will know everything. Yachtov tells me, Miyachodim benachle. Hava mine de miyachdi ba'abe ube'ime. If it only say Yachtov, I would say Yachtov is coming to tell us something else. That they have to be very close. That they have to be the achim have to be bein min ha'ov and bein min ha'em. So the Gemara, so that's why we need achim. We'll make a gzeiri shove. That we learn that from Bnei Yaakov, that min ha'ov is sufficient, even though it's not min ha'em. So the Gemara asks, v'hom ha'hechi teisi, what kind of a havamina would I have that, that you should need achim bein min ha'ov bein min ha'em? Yibum benachle tola rachmone. The kulve that is needed for mitzvahs yibum is a kulve that is sufficient to be yoyrish one from the other. It says, yokum al shem ochiv ha-meis, and Chazal darshan that the yovum yarshans the meis. So all you need is a kulve that's maspik liyerushim. So that's sufficient achim min ha'ov. So why would I think that Yachtov, without the achim and the gzeir shavu, why would I think that Yachtov is coming to tell us need bein min ha'ov and bein min ha'em? What is the maila of achim min ha'em? So the Gemara says, "Itzterech sal kedai tachamina hoyul vechidishu." Since the whole parsha of Yibum is a chidish, the komishteri erve gabei, that an erve becomes mutter, eimad miyachti ba'aba be'ime. So I would think that they have to be miyachti ba'aba be'ime. Tzriche. So that's why you need the pasuk. So lechayre, you have to understand this gemara. What is the shakla v'tay of the gemara? The gemara asks akasha, mehechi teisi, what I think that you need there to be brothers min ha'im also. The pasuk says, yibum banachla tolachman, you need brothers that are able to yarshan. So that is maspik achim minach. Fine. The kash is a good kash. The Mo says, nope. There's a big chiddush over in Yibum. She's an erve. So since she's an erve, I would think you have to be brothers, bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'em. So I had a kash later, found the Rashba is the kash. So I said, shemesh shemayim. So the problem is the erve. So you have to make a double erve. It has to be achim, bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'em. But you have a problem of erve. So how does achim, bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'em solve the problem? So I thought about Teretz. I see the Rashba more or less says the same Teretz, but I'd like the Teretz, what I thought of, I think was a little bit, would be marchiv a little bit to understand better the Rashba's Teretz. The Ramban ala Torah Parshas Vayeshev, when he speaks about the Indian of Yibum, so the Ramban says as follows, V'hoyu hachachomim yoidim, ki yesh te'eles g'doylo b'yibum ha'ach. The Chachamim knew, before Matan Torah, they knew there's a tremendous te'eles for the mace if his brother will be miyabim, his wife. V'hu ha'roi liyos kaidem boy. And in this te'eles, the brother is the best one to be mekayim this te'eles. Ba'achov, after the brother, hakorev b'mishpoche. So, you go the closer mishpoche. It seems the ach is the closest that could create this te'eles with Yibum. And if not the brother, so we have hakorev b'mishpoche. We should go to the closer, the next in line. That's korev b'mishpoche. Then the Ramban says later, that was before Matan Torah. So before Matan Torah, the greater Te'elis was Ayidei Yibum Ha'och, but Al Kaponim, a Te'elis could come out by the Shakroivim. The Chasher Bosa HaTorah, but after Matan Torah, the Osro Eishis Ktsas Kroivim, the Torah started now, they became Isurei Arayis, Rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahater Iser Eishesoch. The Torah wanted to be matter Iser Eishesoch Bibnei HaYibum. That means, since the Rabbeinu Shel Olam knew of this Gevaldike Te'eles, which will come about through Yibum, so the Torah wanted to be matter the Eishesoch. V'loi Rotzo SheYidochem Miponov Iser Eishes Achihov. Let a nephew be miyabim an aunt. Ki ba'ach hatoyeles kroivo v'loy bohem. So the Ramban answers, because by a brother there's a bigger toyeles. So that means as follows, that if the Matan Torah there was a problem. Mitzad echod, we have to cheshbin with the teyelis of the mace. So if we'll ask the yibum, if all the dini arayis will be niskayim by the mitzvah of yibum, so there won't be a mitzvah of yibum. So the Rabbeinu Shalom had to take into consideration the teyelis hamace. We had to be mata yibum. Leidach gise, the old dini arayis, it's not kedai to be mevatel all dini arayis, to be matter all arayis. So the Torah was matter the eishes och ki ba'ach hatayelas kereiva v'loy bohem, because by a brother the tayelas is closer, is greater. So for this Te'elis, which is A.A., Te'elis, for that Te'elis we will matter Isurim. But if the Te'elis will not be so great, so therefore the Te'elis was not matter Isurim. So L'chayre, it comes out, and it seems in the Lashon the Ramban before, that the closer the relative is, the greater the Te'elis is. That's what the Ramban said before, that Kiyesh tells Gdoila b'yibumach v'uroi liyish koydim b'yiv achav ha-korah b'mishboche. That means he's the closest korah. So if the heter of Yibum is because of the gvaldike kuve that the brother has to the Eishes Hameis, so the closer the brother is, the greater the Teyelis is. So that's the Havaminus, Fakel. So the Gemara is beautiful. Since we're speaking about Arayis over here, we have to be Matar in Yisrael, so we're only Matar when we have a Meirdike Teyelis. And that's the closer the brother is, the greater the Teyelis is. So I would think that's from the Gemara, that we only matter the Ervim when the Achim Beimina of Beiminaim. So it's Kamash Malon, we learn Achim Ibn Yaakov, that the Teyelis that comes about from Achim Ibn Yaakov is also sufficient to be matter the Isra'i Shesoch. Let us see Rashi. From Eichi Teisi Deleima Adem Yachdi Ba'aba Ve'ime V'yibum B'nach L'talye D'chsiv Yokum Al-Shem Ochiv Hameis V'okminon L'kamon Al-Shem Ochiv L'nachlo Sheira Shamayabim Kol Nichse Hameis V'Nachim Chelkinim the not Chelik with the Yavam B'Nachlas Hameis. Let us see Taisvis. Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoya B'Elomoy Heichek Sive Vim Taima. So the Gemara is searching for a Pasik, for a Limud, that will teach us that there's no mitzvah of Yibum by Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoya B'Elom. So Taisa says, why do you need a posik? Teipik lay midrchsiv drocher odar chenoya. My time of dinim meisim kechayim le'inyin Yibum b'peirik yesh motores. The Gemara in Perek Yesh Metores says as follows. How do we know if a ach died and he left over a child? And later the child dies. So how do you know that now, after the child dies, it's not chal azikas yibum now? Now he is born a mainly, doesn't have any children. So the Gemara calls this mesim kechayim. We assume that the child that's dead is still alive. There's no mitzvah of yibum. So how do you know this halacha that mesim kechayim? So the Gemara says, imagine, if you won't say like this, so let's see, the brother died with a child, so she got married, and she's allowed to get married. Her husband left over a child. She got married, and now, the child died. So what'll be the din now? The din now she'll need chalitza. She's a yevoma now. She became now yevoma. And she'll be misgan al baila. You'll give her chalitza now. She's married. It'll be misgan al baila. Dorachel adal chenoyam. It can't be like that. It can't be. It can't be such a loche that there should be chal azikas yibum. La'acha we were matter her to get married. So Mamelis, what Taisvis kasha? So Taisvis is asking as follows. That means that a husband died. There's no brothers. There's no brothers. A shvig is not expecting. Garnished. So what's the din? So he died without children. There's no brothers. So she'll get married. Fine. She'll get married. 20 years later, her shviger will become uberes from a shver. A eagle will be born. No? So what'll be? Where's your darkei noyam? So now you'll say, now she needs chalitza from the ach hanoylet. No, the sveltach and darkei noyam. So the same lomdus you proved without a posik, mesim kechayim, we say that a zike is not chal. Al yidei misas haben. So therefore with the same logic and reasoning, a zika should not be chal a yedei ledus. Och, that's Taisvis kasha. So why do you need a posuk? Now before we go further, the Rashba, the Taisvis Arosh, say a beautiful teretz. You're right. But you need the posuk when there were other brothers. When there were other brothers, so she never bechlal. There was Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died, so she wasn't allowed to get married. She was zokik to Shimon. And so Mamela, there's no, and now Levi got born. Now, what's the problem over here? What's the problem? She was never nitche mi Levi. There wasn't a Levi. Now it comes a Levi. Now she'll be zokik to Levi. So I would think that she's zokek to Levi. Says the posik that she's not zokek to Levi. Well, Kaponim, Taisus does not say this terms. So Taisus says, "Afal gab de itzrich lemili achini." Not really. We need the posik for other things also. Kidi omar bepirkin gabi mitzveh begodel liyabe. Gabi mitzvah begod liyabim, the Gemara was mitzaded that the mitzvah is only on the godl. Only on the oldest brother. On the other brothers is no mitzvah gans. So the Gemara says, im kein eishis ochiv shloi hoye boilam de kosov rachman olomali. If the mitzvah is only on the oldest brothers, why do you need a mitzvah eishis ochiv shloi belomi? He's not the oldest brother. Beperig beisham inami dakine minei de kotten zoike kli yibum, that there's a zikes yibum by a kotten, because it says davke jloi hoyo yeshiva achas boilam, then there's no zike. But if he was a day old, there's a zike. The pasuk we need to tell us zaitik alochas, abo mikomo ke mashme de ikre legufe yitzterich. But for now, so you would seem you need the pasuk legufe to tell me that what Taisus learns, to tell me that there's no zikah to an ach hanoilad later. So Taisus says that I would know. That I would know from the klal of the Rechel da'achinoyah. V'aymeri de'itzrech lahecha de'chamoysa shal yevoma mu'uberes. Tabi shapir darkei noyam v'tamtin shema teilet zocher tehei zekukoloi. So the Ri says, we need the pasuk in a case where there won't be a stira to darkei noyam. That means that when the husband died, there was no brothers, take. But the shviga was muberes. So memele, she knows that there's a possibility that a brother would be born. So therefore, tamtin, she'd be mechuyif to wait, she'd never get married. She'd be mechuyif to wait, shema teilet zocha, otehei zekukoloi, and she'll be zokuk to the zocha. So that's why you need the posik to tell me that she's not zokuk to the zocha when he will be born. Rabbi Keveger, it would seem from Tosfos as follows. It would seem from Tosfos that Tosfos had asked a kasha, without a posik, I would know that the ach hanoilad la'achemikam is not zoikik liyibum, because if it'll be zoikik liyibum, so it's missing darkei noya. So Taisa says, no, I'll tell you what's here, where it, he can be zoikik, and svelt nishn darkei noya. That when her husband died, the shviga was muberes. So she's never allowed to get married. She has to wait and see who's going to be born. So memele, so there's no chesaron of darkei noyam over here. The whole darkei noyam emesim kechaim is she got married, and now it's not darkei noyam to get chalitza while she's married. Shemet is gan al baila, but if she's not allowed to get married, so memele, there's no chesaron of darkei noyam. That's when you need the posik that it's not zoikik. So, fact of a kivega, he says, you know, she's allowed to get married. Afilu de shvigas muberes. That means she'll come and ask a rov a shaila. This is, my husband died. We don't have any psukim of eshishochim shloi belomi. My husband died. My shvigas muberes. What should I do? So Rabbi Kivega says, so the rov will tell us follows. Listen. The Shviga, what is she? We don't have a sanagram. A kaponim, so there's a suffix zocha, suffix nekeve, namiyat nefel. So right stodim is that there won't be, a brother won't be born. So memele, can get married. You're allowed to get married. So memele, so she got married. If the Rav tells her to get married, she got married. And then lahach is, the Shviga gave birth. Didn't got tzoras for the shvigi mechayim. Now, what's your wife to tzoras? She gave birth to Zohar. So lemaise, so now she'll come to the rov. Now what happens now? So say, no, it's darkei noyam. It's darkei noyam that you married her, but I gave you hetter to get married. That's Rabbi Kivega's kasha and tesis. Rabbi Kivega asks, why is there a din tamtin? Why is there a din tamtin? I once thought perhaps Tosfos held that by a sfek sveike, others bring down the din is kol heiche de ike levruri mevarerinon. That means if he could be mevarer, so it could be yibachuyiv to be mevarer. That means we don't pask in shailas, shemazocha, shemanekevet, shemanefel. Let's wait and see. Let's wait and see. It could be lechayre. Tosfos held as achiyiv levruri. It's not poshet, because the Rashba says, there's a tshuvas HaRashba, the din is that a cotton is permitted to b'miyabim, and maybe he's a soris, there's a nissa, maybe she's a nylonis, so we're saying mechandroid, we don't say tamten. You have to know if svek, svek, and roiv are the same. But al kaponim, perhaps that was the svara of Taisvis. The Taisvis held that, you don't get married. You wait, if you're working with a svek, svek, a roiv tzadim, you'll wait until it becomes nisbara. I once wanted to say that could be that afilu naniach, that there is such a din, that by a svek sveki you have to wait, the din kalechadike levrui mevarerinon, could be Rabbi Kivega held that here it doesn't apply. It could be the whole halacha of kalechadike levrui mevarerinon applies as follows. You have a heter of a svek sveki. But could be you're being over an issa. So wait. Let's see. Acha techlano bisa techlano behetach. I mean, so why should you plunge into an anhoge now? Wait and see. Back it is a svoretz mutter. Oiv tzodem is mutter. It's a svegsvege. But, you might be over an issa. So wait. But could be Rabbi Kivega held over here, if she'll be permitted to get married, she won't be over on Issa. Now I have a svek sveker that says, you have nothing what to worry about. Mistome, your shviga will not give birth to a zocher. So she's allowed to get married. The minute she's allowed to get married, if that's the halacha, so then afilu, the shviga will give birth to a zocher, she also won't be zokuk to the zocher because I felt in darkei noyam. So it could be Rabbi Kivega held in such a case there's no chiyev levrure. The whole chiyev levrure is if I don't wait, I'll end up maybe doing an avera. So wait. But if here the din is now, I'm zicha permitted to do it because now I have an hog of svek sveke. Know what? But wait, don't do it, because if you do it now, you'll do an aveira later. No, if I'm permitted to do it now, I won't be over an aveira later, because later when the zocher will be born, I'll come with a heter that, I was permitted to get married in some amela, so now, sefeltoch and darkinoi. Al kaponim, we see here our machlekes, the Taisvis and Rabbi Kivega. Achve, achve, mibnei Yaakov. Le'inyin eishes ochiv shloi hoya baylomoy. So why do you need yeshvu achim? Why can you learn out from bnei Yaakov? Ein svore le'mele from the bnei Yaakov. D'loi mikri achim elim kein heim ba'olam echad ki bnei Yaakov. That also is missing the taich of achve. The pshita de mikri achim. The zikr called brothers. I feel like there wasn't a yeshivachas b'loylam. Bilav the meat kabehed yilav v'shach lemeil from the Yaakov le'inyan hach milsa. Zok the Gemara weiter. Anu sugye. Omar Rav Hune Omar Rav. Shemeres Yavom Shemeso. Ayevome died. So means as follows, that, there were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven had a wife, Rochel. Reuven died. There were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died. And he left over a wife, Rochel. And Rochel was zokuk to Shimon. Now, Rochel died. So now the shaila is Shimon permitted to marry Rochel's mother? Now what is the shaila? The shaila is as follows. There was a zike, Rochel was zakuk to him. Now, do we look at this zike I saw from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, he says, a beautiful beer. It's like a Rashi also. There's a zike that the Yevamo is kuka to the Yavam. Now, how do we look at the zike? Is this zike only an Indian of Kinyan? That means maybe she's this koni to the Yavam, legabi other things. The Gemara says that the bee is koina by Yevamo, she came zakuka v'yemedes. She's zakuk to him. So therefore, B helps. Could be by other Atchilas Kinyan, Sagmar Kinyan. She's partially koni to him. But could be this Kinyan has nothing to do with Ishus. It's a Kinyan, but not Ishus. There's no Ishus between them yet. A Kinyan without Ishus. Or maybe we have to look at the Zika that there's Ishus in this Kinyan. So he has already Ishus. Now, if we'll look at it, that he has Ishus in the Yevomit, so now the Yevomit died, so to marry her mother is a Shal Yemayinga Shviga. If Rachel was married to him b'miktsas, there was Kinyone Ishus that Shimon had in Rachel, so after Rachel dies, he's not permitted, just like when Ishtai will die. He's not permitted to marry her mother because Chamoisai is also La'achamisis Ishtoi. So if we consider that there is a Miktsas Ishus that the Yavam has in the Yavome, so then he'll be also Be'imo. Or maybe not. Maybe there's no Ishus. So Memel, there's no Ishus, so he's permitted to marry the Yavam. That is the sugya which we are starting now. Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav. Sheimeres Yavam Shemeiso Muter Beima is allowed to marry the mother. Alme Kesova Ein Zike. So he holds Ein Zike. Ein Zike means that there's no issues. There's no Kinyone issues that the Yavam has in the Yavam. So therefore, he's permitted to marry the mother. V'leime haloche kedivrei ha'oimer ein zike. So, Rav was an amoire. We'll see the Mara Mekoymes in Rashi. This is a machlekes tanoim. If we hold ein zike, yesh zike. So say that the haloche is like the Mount Yoma ein zike. I have a omar hochi have a mini hane mili betrei. Now this machlekes that we have is speaking about that a Yevome is falling to two brothers. No, two brothers could be there, we say, ein zike, because isha lebeitrei lechazi, to say that she's a wife of one, which one? So therefore could be, so by two brothers, we don't say that there's any issues that the Yevome has in the Yevome. Avo bechat, but if there is only one Yevome, and she's zokuk only to him, I would think yesh zike. So therefore, Rav cannot refer to the machloikis tanoim of yesh zike, ein zike, because that machloikis is speaking about the tanoim that say ein zike, are speaking about a case where there are two brothers. And Rav wants to say, if you look by one yavam, you say ein zike. So the Gemara says, "V'leim ahalochi kedivrei ha'oimer ein zika afilu bechat." So the Gemara says another tana. Again, we'll see later the Mara Mekoymes in Rashi. Say the halacha is like the man de yoma that holds ein zika afilu bechat. So just say that, and then we'll figure out the story. You just tell me ein zika, so I'll figure out your halacha. Don't tell me cases. Tell me the halach, and now I'll know what the din is by Shemeres Yom Shemes. So the Gemara says, no, he had to tell you the halach the way he phrased it. Yom HaHochi, if he would have said, halach kemandi yomar in zika afilu bechad. Hava amine, so there's no din zike. Afilu mechayim. Afilu is allowed to marry the Yevomis mother, Michayim. That means, not Shemeres Yovam Shemeso, that she died. Afilu when she's alive, why can't I marry her mother? If I don't have any issues in her, so why can't I marry the mother? So he would say, Ein Zika Afilu Michad. I would say, therefore, the halacha is that you're allowed to marry the mother Michayim. Kemash Malon La'acha Misa En Michayim Loi. Michayim, you are not permitted to marry the mother. Why? For a different reason, not al zike, she's not your wife, the mother's mutter to you, but what is going to happen when you're going to marry the mother? So there was a mitzvah of yibum that was mutter lalech, and all of a sudden, you made her an elder, you're mevatel mitzvahs yibum. You're not allowed to do that. There's an isa levatel mitzvahs yibumim. So Memele, therefore, God was very careful. He had to tell you a story that Meshemeres Yomim Shemeso Mutter, then he's Mutter Be'imo. Davke Shemeso, Mechayim it's also. Why is it also? Because also levatel mitzvahs yibumim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ein zike, zikas yevimtoi shemeso. The zike of the yevoma that died loy alimo lemehevi keharusa. It's not strong to rechen keilu she's his wife. Le also imoi olov mishum chamoisoi. Le also imo olov mishum chamoisoi. Say the halacha is like the man Yomol's ein zik. This nam beperik, who's that man Yom? So Rashi says as follows. This nam beperik hacholitz. Sheimeres yavom shekidesh ochiv es achoiso shel yavom. A sheimeres yavom. There was an isha that's falling liyibom. Shekidesh ochiv. There were two brothers. There was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died, and Rochel fell the Yibum to Shimon and Levi. Shekidesh Ochiv, now Levi went, was Mekadesh es Achoiso shel Yevoma. He married Leah. Levi went and married Leah. Vitola Hayibum Bochif, and he told the brother, listen, you'll be Miyabima, I'm not Mevatel Mitzvah Yevomim, you're a brother, you'll be Miyabima, and he made Eris in Leah. Mishum Rab Yehuda ben Beseira Omru, Oimrim Loze Shekidesh Achois Yevimtoi, we tell this lady who married Leah, Hamtem milichnois, don't make nesuin. Lefi sha'achois zkukosahi. Because Leah is the sister of your zkuke, your wife. The Rochel is your wife. You have ishes in Rochel. How can you make nesuin a Leah? She already became Zoku. That means if the story would have happened, you would have married Leah before Rochel fell the Yibum. So then, Rochel's an Erve. So there's no Mephil Yibum. But here it was differently. She first became Zoku to you. Is Kiddush Ezu, so Mamela, so Rochel is your wife. To be kindness leia, nas you be kindness achoise kukosa. Zoich lahamtim ashetis yabim hayevoma loochiv. So you have to wait till Rochel become this yabim to Shimon. The pokozike. Now when Shimon will be miyabim Rochel, then will be nifka or the zike from you. So Mamela, so now Leah is not anymore Achoise Kukosai. Then you could be kindness Leah. Period. Va'amar Shmuel. So we see Rabbi Yehuda, let us first, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we say Yesh Zike betray. That means there were two brothers, and Rabbi Yehuda says that Levi, one of the brothers, is not permitted to be Kainas Leia because Rachel, he has issues in Rachel. Fine. So he holds Yesh Zike betray. Va'amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel said halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So umidakama halacha mechlal de pligiale. So it seems there are others which are chaylik and Rav Yehuda. Va'omri ein zike la'achim. They hold ein zike cheshive lesser aleihim kreivei sehol. There's no din zike that is choshev to make an isa kreivis. So we see there, from Shmuel, we see that tanoim which are chaylik and Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, so say, Allah is like the man, the Yomar, that holds Ein Zikir. That's the Chaylkim and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, if he would have said that, Hanimili Delechshiva Zikir Liyos Asures Kroivis, that the Zikir is not Choshuv, to create an Issa Kroivis Betrayachim. When the two brothers, Kshanofla of the nation Eivomim, when she fell for two Yevom, Gaina he plucked the Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbon. The Kibin the Lo Yediya Kame Man Minayu Rami. We don't know who she's zokuk to. Lechshive Lemeisa Kreibis. So there we cannot consider that there's issues there that is strong enough to make an Issa Kreibis. Avol Bechad. She'ein Sham Ela Yevom Echot. Devadei Olei Rami. But if there's only one Yavam, so that means if Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna Amarav would have said that Halacha command the Yomar Ein Zika, I would think that's Tavke by Trei. Avu Bachat Shein Shemal Yavam Nechadavadi Olei Ram Yehime Damye Kiknusa Veyeyosa Be'imo. So that's why he didn't say Allah command the Yomar that holds Ein Zike. So the Gemara says, V'leima halacha k'divrei ha'imer Ein Zike afilu b'chad. So say the Allah is like the man the Yomar that holds Ein Zike afilu b'chad. Now who is this man the Yomar? Rabbi Kiva kamalai b'perik dalet achim. Shemeres Yovim. If you have a shemeres yavam, that means a yavame, that's aimed to be nisyam. Ein yavamo mefer nidoreha. So her yavam, let's say, she made a neder als yavama. She made a neder. So Rabbi Kiva said, the yavam cannot be mefer her nidorim. Loyle echad veloyle shnayim. Kloima bein shenofla lifnei yovam echot, bein shenofla lifnei shnai, leikerinim bei isha. It says isha hafeirom. So we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that a yovam is not called isha, and he cannot be made for the nedorim. So we see that Rabbi Kiva holds ein zike afilu bechad. Let's just finish the Rashi. Then we'll time we'll come back to this Rashi. Hava min afilu mechayim. If you say ein zike, I would think afilu mechayim mechayei hayevom mutar beimo kaidem chalitze v'teitzi yevom leshuk mishum bas ishtoi. So he told us that the mechayim is also dosa levatel v'nosim imo mechayim levatel mitzvah legamri meyibom mechalitze. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky is Moira on the previous Rashi. Rashi said, who is the Tane that holds Ein Zike Bechad? Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva said that the Yovam cannot be Mefer the Nedorim. Now, this is a Shreklech Rashi. Now, from this Rashi, we see that Zike is a Dereis over here. That means if you hold Yesh Zike, a Yovam is called a husband, and he can be made from the Dorim. And if Rabbi Kiva said, he can't be made from the Dorim, you see, he holds Ein Zike. That's difficult, because there's a lot of rayas that all these Issachrivis only are the Rabbonon. And all of a sudden Rashi jumped in, Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zike because he can't be made from the Dorim. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky explains, as we had mentioned before, it could very well be, it's a machlekes rishonim in this, but al kaponim, Rashi could be held, the machlekes ein zike in yesh zike is a machlekes in a deraisa. The deraisa is that what the yavam possesses in the yavama. Is it a kinyan or is it a kinyan ishus? That's a machlekes. If afilu it is a kinyan ishus, there is some ishus that he has, this ishus that he has, min ha-teire, is not strong enough to create an issa of kreivis. That means that what the teire said, that every isha, ima, zosa, achaisa, zosa, that's if you have 100% ishus. You have 5.5% ishus, that isn't sufficient to make an Issa Kroivis. So the Issa Kroivis is a Darabono. But the Issa Kroivis applies only if Al Kaponim he has a Kenyan Ishus in the Yavoma. So that is the Shail if you hold Yes Zika or Ein Zika. If you hold Ein Zika, could be he has a Kenyan in the Yavoma. She's Knuya. He's only Goyma the Kenyan. But doesn't have any Ishus in the Rabonim. In the Yavoma. So therefore, there's no din kreivis. If you hold yesh zike, he has a kinyan ishus in the yevame, and therefore midarabonon they made an issa kreivis since there is a kinyan ishus. He says we just have to know how Rashi knew that this 5.5% ishus is sufficient to be made for nedorim. He says. That's another parsha. But Al Kaponim, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, if we hold Yesh Zike, he has some sort of a Kenyan issues in him, so that would be sufficient to be made for Nedorim. And Rabbi Kiva that says he cannot be made for Nedorim, so we see Klor Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zike. But it could be a fellow the man the yom holds yesh zike, so that means it's a kinyan ishus min a teire, but it's an issa kreivis mid a rabbona.
That what I wanted to verimfer Rabbi Kivegis kashe. Rabbi Kivegis on Tosfos that by chamoise mi uberes, she is permitted to get married al tzvekzveke, maybe. The Vlad will be in the cave and maybe will be an Eiffel. I wanted to say that Tosfos held that there's a din of Tzorich Levruri. I am not sure at all if I said a true Teretz, because I feel that there is a din of Tzorich Levruri. Could be this is only a din midarabonon, minatera, there's no din of Tzorich Levruri. So this Shaila Gufa alone we have to be Mevara.